Who wouldn't want to work at a tech startup? Foosball tables, unlimited snacks, maybe even free beer.
Well, to use Silicon Valley speak, Dan Lyons pivoted from being a longtime tech reporter to working at the startup HubSpot, and he chronicled this in his new book titled Disrupted, My Misadventures in the Startup Bubble. Dan Lyons joins us now on WTOP. So tell us how you went from becoming a tech reporter and mocker of the tech world in your infamous fake Steve Jobs persona to working at what appears to be an almost comical stereotype of a tech startup.
I was a tech editor at Newsweek, and I got laid off when Newsweek started collapsing, and I looked around and realized there weren't many other jobs in magazines and newspapers anymore for someone like me. And I thought, well, I cover the tech industry and I know a lot about the tech industry. Maybe I can go work in one of these companies. And so I found a startup in Cambridge, Mass, near where I live, and they hired me to work in marketing. And I went in there and just, the scales fell from my eyes. It was just the craziest experience I've ever had. It was so crazy that I ended up leaving after less than 2 years and then thinking, I should write a book about this whole new way of working. Because it's not just these guys. It's just the whole new way of treating employees and thinking about what work is that was completely new to me and strange and funny and kind of comedy gold in a way.
Well, why don't you elaborate on that since this book is called The Misadventure of Your Time? I mean,
it's definitely a misadventure. Things did not go well, right? I thought I could adapt and, I'd use my journalism skills to become a marketing guy. But it wasn't really about the skill set. It was more about the personality. And it was like you really had to become kind of cheerleader and kind of a cult member and sort of, dedicate your whole life to believing in the mission of this company and dress in the company colors and sort of buy in and think everything's awesome. And, just sort of, it was that personality was an issue for me. I'm kind of more of a curmudgeon and a cynic and didn't buy into the whole vision of the thing. And I didn't want to stay there and party and, hang out and go to the beer blast and stuff. So it was very hard to fit in.
One of the things you seem to intimate in the book is that these millennials who get jobs at the startups for the most part are working mega hours. Explain what's going on here with that sort of culture.
The slang or joke term I have heard is sort of working for candy. Like we had a big candy wall, a big wall of candy. Everybody thought this is the coolest thing ever. Like our company is so cool. Our culture is so cool. We have all these free candy dispensers. You can just go eat all the candy. And I was like, guys, you're kind of getting conned. You're kind of working for candy. Like you're working long hours for not a lot of money, but they give you a lot of beer and ping pong tables and stuff. So you feel like you're living in a frat house and it's all fun and games, but there's also an incredible amount of pressure and you're kind of being taken advantage of.
Any one thing that you would like folks to take away from your book?
This is a huge, important industry, the tech industry, that's generating huge amounts of wealth and that is basically saying to 3/4 of the world's population, we don't want you. We don't want people over 40. We don't want people of color. We don't want women in any kind of high-level roles. And I think that really has to change. I think that's really, really short-sighted, and it's a big problem that needs to be called out.
Dan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Dan Lyons, author of Disrupted, My Misadventures in the Startup Bubble.